This podcast is brought to you by the new site, EdenPureHowie.com. Save $20 on any of their products, plus get free shipping. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and put in code word MYDEALS. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I'm your guest host, Toby Leary, and I'm happy to be filling in for Grace. And if you want to be a part of the show, call 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242, and we will get to your call. So Vinny has been, I'll go to Vinny. Hold on in one sec. We're going to go to Matt, who's been on for a lot longer. So he's been on hold for a while. Matt, welcome, and how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm, you know, just getting caught up after the weekend. You know,
oh, this is Matt Holmes. This is, you didn't tell me it was Matt Holmes. Well, actually, they did. I'm lying. I'm just slow on the uptake. So, Matt, you were one of the participants of the great and legendary now. The Bards are writing their songs about this past weekend of what took place at Cape Gunworks. It was a pretty awesome experience. We had the first ever Gunmakers match and Education Day, and you were a big help on the Education Day. So tell us what you are all about.
So I run a company called 2A 3D Print. We came up and we, you know, kind of helped out at the Makers Match as far as the education goes. We did a little part supply, you know, and just kind of helped everybody get their builds together. You know, and I had a great time. You know, we did six builds in the classroom, I think, correct?
I think we had a latecomer too. It was like six or seven. I don't remember, but it was six or seven. Yeah. So on Saturday.
It was great. I mean, you know, there was minimal troubleshooting. Everybody's builds went together pretty much flawlessly, and you know, it was really pretty smooth and great educational day. I'm looking forward to doing more of them, and it was a good time.
Yeah, we had a great time having you. And Matt, your company is 2A 3D Print, right?
Correct.
So you can go to check his website out and social media platform and all that at 2A 3D Print. And Matt was smart because he brought some really cool stuff to the 3D, to the Gunmakers match and the Education Day. So John Green, who we had on earlier, took advantage of one of Matt's Tiffany blue slides. I know you could probably get sued or taken off the air for saying Tiffany blue, but let's call it Robin's egg blue. And I said John is on to something here, because here he is, he built this gun that maybe his wife will like, and he won't get in trouble for spending money on gun stuff like the rest of us whenever we come home with that new gun and we got some splaining to do. But if you know and I'm not trying to, you know, pigeonhole women in that they need a Tiffany blue gun or a pink gun. That isn't what this is about. But John knows his wife, and he might be a smart man. He was really onto something. But that was cool. You brought down
like
some
hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, right. You brought down some really cool stuff, and a bunch of those builds came out great. And we had a fun time shooting them, and then competing with them the next day. And Matt actually made the trophies for the Gunmakers match, and they were pretty sweet. So what was the inspiration for those?
So that's kind of, you know, one of my niches, and it's one of my ways that I can contribute to the Makers matches. We did about 30 of them for the first national one in Florida, down in St. Augustine, in the spring of this year, and those were pretty cool. Those were an exact model of a AR lower. Kind of canted a little bit, sticking out of a base, and we laser engraved what place you got and what category you won, similar to the ones that we just did for this weekend. This weekend's were a little different. I kind of had a little bit of fun with them. We did a 3D printer style trophy with an upside down Glock frame, which is a fairly common 3D print as far as guns go. and that was kind of it looked kind of like it was in process. It wasn't quite finished yet, which I thought was nice. And then the regional match was laser engraved on there as well.
Yeah, they were pretty cool. And I have...
You walked away with two of them.
Oh, geez, I wasn't going to brag. But the one that you gave me with the honoring Cape Gunworks for hosting the match, it's on my desk, and I'm proud to have it there. So, I appreciate your involvement. We'll do it again, my friend. And it was great to meet you. And I appreciate everything you do for the 2A community. And we'll certainly have to do it again. So... I appreciate it, man, and thanks for the call. All right. God bless you, bud. All right, and Vinny, you're next on the Grace Curley Show with Toby Leary. How are you?
Hi, Toby. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Thank you. I'm retired law enforcement, and I currently carry under HR 218.
Yep.
And I live in New Hampshire. I travel to Florida every year, and I guess states like Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New Jersey, they prohibit hollow points?
New Jersey does. Massachusetts does not. And I don't believe Connecticut does, but I know New Jersey does.
Okay. My question to you is, what could I carry? I know there's a 10-round restriction on how many rounds you can have. Is there another round out there I could use?
Yeah.
Wouldn't qualify as a hollow point?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Vinny. And, you know, it's surprising. I very rarely get this question, but there's a couple of new manufacturers out there. One is called Fort Scott Munitions, and they are a company that we sell a lot of their ammunition. I actually carry their ammunition in my own gun for defensive purposes, and it's a solid copper bullet. It looks just like Full Metal Jacket. But the technology in it is patented. It's called a tumble on impact round. So instead of an expanding hollow point, or as the prosecution in the Rittenhouse trial likes to call it, exploding bullet, or instead of your traditional expanding hollow point, it tumbles, the bullet tumbles to create a larger wound cavity. After seeing several videos, and we have ballistic gelatin in our store that depicts what happens when it goes through, I'm a believer, and I've seen video on their YouTube channel of them using pistol caliber cartridges to shoot big game like bear, and as testing them up in Canada, and these bears go down in their tracks a lot of times, even with just a 380 round. It's pretty impressive. So you could certainly use that as a defensive round. That the byproduct of it is, because it's made on CNC machinery, it is a match grade ammunition as well. So their rifle caliber rounds are very accurate at distance and great for hunting or precision rifle match type of, you know, competition. But in the pistol caliber rounds, they are extremely effective, and they would not qualify as a hollow point in New Jersey. So that's what I would recommend, something like that.
And
go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I just was wondering, are they 180 grain or...
What caliber are you talking? 45?
I carry a shield.
Okay.
And the
9 mil or 40?
It's a 40. No, it's a 40.
Okay.
And the rounds that I have that I carry in New Hampshire are, you know, semi jacketed hollow points. It's left over law enforcement ammunition that I had, you know, from years ago.
Yeah. You can get 180 grain, same with 9mm and the 115 grain. They also make them in a lower grain weight, because you don't need as heavy of a bullet to do the same type of, have the same effect, because it's a different design. So it's not the typical, you know, expanding hollow point, big massive bullet going through. So they actually don't need as heavy a bullet. So you can go with the 165 grain, and it'll have a little less recoil in that very snappy 40 caliber round. So I would recommend go down to the 165, but I think they do make it in a 180 as well. So check them out. It's a great company, small company that's been growing by leaps and bounds and making some great ammunition. I've shot a lot of it, and I hunted with it down in North Carolina with my daughter. We both were using their rifle rounds, and it did its job. Let's put it that way. And my daughter shot her a nice deer and brought it home. So fed the family. But yeah, it's a great question. And it seems ridiculous that a former law enforcement officer can't travel through the state of New Jersey, who the bill that he was talking about is he has national reciprocity under the LEOSA Act, the law enforcement, retired law enforcement officer act. So he can travel the whole country, all 50 states, with a gun and carry it concealed and loaded. So, but when he goes through New Jersey, he's got to take out his death dealing hollow points and put in those full metal jacket rounds that go through people and into other stuff. And, you know, it seems reckless to me, but carry the Fort Scott munitions, or Lehigh Defense makes one as well. I think it's the Extreme Penetrator bullet that is a solid copper bullet. So there's other companies out there that have got thinking outside the box. ARX is another one. We sell a lot of that. It's an interceptor ammunition by RUAG that has a copper composite bullet that is not a hollow point. You could use that in that state as well if you wanted a good defensive round without breaking the law. So, but they've tried people who were former cops that got pulled over for other reasons in New Jersey and found to have a gun on them, or they confess that they did and they pop it out, find a hollow point. They've charged former police officers for carrying hollow points. Unbelievable. It's like in this state where you can get a non-resident license to carry and carry a gun concealed in this state, loaded, but you can't go to Cape Gunworks and buy a box of ammunition. You can't buy primers or powder or bullet heads or brass at the local gun store, but you can carry a loaded gun. We trust you to carry a loaded gun, but not go buy more bullets.
Yeah, you can buy a car. You just can't buy tires.
Right. Or,
you know.
You can't put gas in the car.
Right, exactly. You know?
It's unbelievable, but comes back to the, you know, the clear as mud gun laws that we have here that are designed to be, I feel it's a form of entrapment, if you will. It's the cop sitting behind the 35 mile an hour speed limit sign that's around the bend of the 55 mile an hour speed limit, you know. So you come around the bend and there he is with his radar gun sitting behind the 35 mile an hour and zaps you coming around the corner and ha ha, like I got you, you'll see you in court. And, you know, they've done away with that in a lot of states because of entrapment. Well, what about the fact that you make the gun laws so confusing that law enforcement doesn't know, the Attorney General's office doesn't know how to interpret them, even though they're the ones that have to enforce them. The people who buy guns are, you know, and have been gun owners for long periods of time still have head scratch. Most of our questions we get at the shop or on the radio show or on our social media platforms are, can I do X? Or am I allowed to do this? Or what gun can I buy? So yeah, clear as mud. All right, you're listening to The Grace Curley Show, and more after this. I'm Toby Leary.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose and a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
And she's not here today, but I am, so you're lucky. No, I'm the lucky one to be sitting in Grace Curley's chair here, filling in for her. I'm Toby Leary, your guest host, and I'm happy to be here, and I'll be happy to come back if they'll still have me on the 17th of December if I make the grade. But no, I'm happy to do it anytime. I'm here for you, Grace. And today's poll question is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. And what are the results of today's poll question so far, Jared?
After the Waukesha traffic attack, what will Biden go after first? Ghost guns, AR-15s, or the police?
I'm going to say the AR-15.
AR-15 is in the lead now at 49%. 37% say the police, and 14% say ghost guns.
Mm.
And we do have an update on Daryl Brooks. He is in custody, and according to the police, he is charged with 5 counts of intentional homicide. He intentionally drove his vehicle into the Christmas parade and is being charged with 5 counts of intentional homicide, according to the police.
Well, that doesn't do well for the CNN tweet that came out earlier.
No, it does not.
That he wasn't a terrorist. He was just fleeing another crime that he was committing. And apparently he was involved in a domestic abuse case or something, you know, some domestic altercation prior to driving his car willingly and knowingly into a crowd of people, which I would consider terrorism. That would be utterly, you know, terrifying if you were on that end of that situation. And, you know, not to cast aspersions as a whole on the whole hip hop community, but this guy has, you know, had plenty of rap videos out there where he is, you know, pointing guns at the camera and doing all kinds of crazy stuff and crazy talk.
Yeah, he rapped about an AR-15.
Right. Yeah. And so here he is with his guns and his, you know, colors, his gang colors, and he's flashing gang symbols and everything else. And then when it comes down to it, he runs his car into a crowd of defenseless people. And Illinois Democrat Mary Lemansky tweeted that the Christmas rampage was probably just self-defense. So I don't think there was a crowd of one of the people that he hit with a dancing grannies. I don't think they were sitting there with a hail of bullets coming his way and he was defending himself with his car.
And, any of those kids skateboarding?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, probably not. And, you know, I'm not here to fan the flames of, you know, hysteria, but you see this press conference going on right now with Waukesha City Hall with the police and whatnot. And you think about the police, like, this guy's a career criminal. How many times has he been arrested? How many times has he been incarcerated? How many times have they had to interact and deal with him? And my heart goes out to the police who are doing their job. And then the court system that just, you know, opens the door and says, oh yeah, just make sure you show up in a few weeks here, you know, for your arraignment and trial. Go ahead on out to commit more crime and continue your wayward activities. Your life of crime is okay with us because you gave us $1,000. So go ahead out there and, you know, do what you do. Make rap videos and kill people. So, you know, what this Illinois, this Mary Lemansky was saying basically is it's karma for the Rittenhouse results of the Rittenhouse trial. It's nothing, you know, could be more inflammatory to say that what took place in Waukesha, Wisconsin is karma for the Kyle Rittenhouse jury outcome. That's utterly ridiculous. And it should be recycled into the trash bin of ridiculous tweets. And hopefully there'll be some backlash on her for that, even saying it. But I highly doubt it. I'm sure her Twitter account will be in good standing tomorrow. Yeah. All right. We're going to get to your calls on the other side, so stay tuned. You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. I'm Toby Leary.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I'm your guest host, Toby Leary. I am the co-owner of Cape Gunworks, and you can join us on our own radio show every week. We do a 2A radio show, all things guns, Second Amendment, freedom, and self-defense. And you can find it if you go to capegunworks.com, click on Rapid Fire. You can also go wherever your podcasts are found, and Rapid Fire is all one word, and you can listen to the archives of the show. So shameless plug for my radio show, but happy to do it. And I think I'm the only 2A radio show around. So we're doing something that isn't out there, but yet people like it. So people like to talk guns for some reason. I don't know, even in Massachusetts. And that was the funniest thing about doing the Gunmakers match this past weekend was, you know, we had a lot of people come in. One guy flew up from Florida. One guy flew up from Colorado. Another guy came in from Rhode Island. And all those guys were like, wait a minute, what? You're going to Massachusetts for a gun thing? Like, are you crazy? Like, you can't have guns in Massachusetts. And in fact, you can. Yes, you can. So we help people all the time. Good people get armed and equipped and trained in the safe and efficient use of firearms. So 844-500-4242. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to have you. 844-500-4242. We'll take your call and talk anything you want. Guns, Rittenhouse, this horrible event that happened over last night in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which is very close to Kenosha. And I'm like, I woke up this morning going, what in the world's going on in Wisconsin? You know, what in the heck, man? But it's funny. I just read this tweet by a guy named Tariq Nasheed. It's not funny, actually, but funny, peculiar, not funny, haha. And when the Rittenhouse trial was going on, he tweeted, suspected white supremacist murderer. That's not like, you know, having any type of presupposition at, about what this guy is. Kyle Rittenhouse was allegedly being groomed to become a killer cop. That's what he, yep, that's this guy, Tariq Nasheed, knows all about how they were grooming Rittenhouse to be the next killer cop. And then he has the audacity to tweet out today, why are so many people making this Waukesha incident racial? Is there any proof race was a motivating factor? Yeah. Okay.
These people truly are shameless.
Shameless. Like,
I wouldn't even, I'd say they don't have self-reflection, but they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's shameless.
Shameless. And the fact that he doesn't even understand how the internet works, that you can scroll back through a few of his posts and see what he said about Kyle Rittenhouse, but yet this one is, why are you making it about race? This has nothing to do with race. You know, and I haven't said one thing about it being race oriented. I don't know if it was motivated by race or not. And I'm not even implying that it is. But the funny thing is, you know, he knew all about Kyle Rittenhouse, knew his, that they were grooming him to be a killer cop. And I said this the last time I was on the Grace Curley show, but if Kyle Rittenhouse, the white supremacist, was there to kill people, he like did a horrible job at killing black people. Like, he didn't kill a single black person. And the fact is, he killed three white people who were attacking him. Like, that's like, if you're there to kill people, you probably do it offensively, like this guy did driving through a crowd last night. He did it way more efficiently than the AR-15 did, by the way. Kyle Rittenhouse shot at four people, killed two, and wounded one. This guy stepped on the gas, and there's five people dead and 40 injured. So it's, you know, there's the media double standard for you right there. There's evil that exists. If you want to kill people, you'll find a way. And that's the tragedy of the, you know, evil that's in this world. And all we do want to do as responsible gun owners is try to protect ourselves against that evil in a way that we might be able to. And is the gun the magic talisman that solves all of the world's problems? Nope, it's not. There's going to be situations where you might be walking down the street with your kids, pushing a stroller or watching the dancing grannies, and all of a sudden, a red Ford Escape is coming down the pipe at you. All right, let's go to the phones here. If you want to be a part of the call, a part of the show, call 844-500-4242. And Joe, you're on next, the Grace Curley Show with Toby Leary. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. Is there anything Kyle can do to the media as far as slander? Any way he can sue them?
I think that they're exploring that now. I don't know if he's going to or not, but there's a lot of people encouraging him to do that, certainly in the same way that Nicholas Sandman did. And Nicholas Sandman, who's a kid in Washington, D.C. on a field trip, next thing you know, he's on the cover of, you know, magazines and CNN as this white supremacist and blah, 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 and, you know, all this stuff. And now I think he's well on his way of becoming a billionaire. And frankly, I think it couldn't have happened to a better group of people that want to, you know, paint the picture of people before understanding the full story, or in a worse way, willingly and fraudulently putting that information out there, knowing full well the whole story, that he wasn't, and they had the full video. They chose to edit it down and make him look a certain way. Same thing in this one. The Rittenhouse situation here, Joe, is that, you know, they paint him as a white supremacist out there to kill people and, you know, traveling across state lines with illegal guns and blah, 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 you know, the whole narrative. So, yeah, and who was the one that led the charge on this? I hate to say it, but it was then candidate Joe Biden, who was the very first one to kind of get out in front of this story and say, you know, the white supremacist killing people and, you know, whatever. It's like, man, oh man, how quick we judge. Just by the color of someone's skin, all of a sudden you've labeled them however you want them to be viewed. And wasn't it Martin Luther King who said, I live for the day when we're judged by the content of our character and not the color of our skin? Like, whatever happened to that? Like, can we do that again? Please, like, can we get back to that? But unfortunately, the media narrative is so divisive. But yeah, there you go. All right, Carl, you're next on the Grace Curley Show with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, Toby, I wanted to bring up the point that the prosecutor in the courtroom there picked up the rifle and he aimed it at all the people in the courtroom. He swept the courtroom with his finger on the trigger. I think that alone is assault, isn't it?
That is the... that was good for a lot of memes and laughs, especially with the gun community of people who train people in firearms and, you know, all of a sudden see this guy and you can hear him whispering as his video is playing to a detective or something, make sure this thing's clear, make sure this thing's clear. And then he picks up the gun, finger on the trigger and sweeps the whole courtroom. Now, I don't know if that's assault in Wisconsin or not, but it's dumb. What I said about it on our radio show was, tell me you're not a gun guy by telling me you're not a gun guy. Like, that's exactly what non-gun people do when they get a gun. They put their finger on the trigger and they point it in unsafe directions. But I think he was trying to make the point and, you know, that's what it looks like to look down the barrel of an AR-15, as menacing as that is. And yeah, you're right. It probably got checked a million times to confirm it was clear. But yeah, he violated like every rule of safe gun handling. And there's no reason to be complacent with a firearm. We teach in our classes that you keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot and keep the gun pointed in a generally safe direction whenever possible. In that courtroom, he could keep the gun pointed in a generally safe direction, but he chose not to. And he chose to sweep a crowd of people and probably the jurors and everything else. I don't know the exact angle, but yeah, you raise a good point. It's just stupid and it's not necessary. It's taking unnecessary risks with a firearm, even though I'm sure the gun was checked 40 times to be made sure it was clear. But anyway, I digress. Peter, you're next on the Grace Curley Show with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Toby, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm just concerned. This Democratic Party is so dumb on so many levels. But even with just like regular people, when you talk to them now, like it's just infiltrated into regular people. Mm-hmm. Like having conversations with them about what's going on in society. Mm-hmm. Like it's crazy. Like these people are just absolutely insane. Like, you can't even talk to them anymore. I'm at work and people are talking about this stuff. It's like they're on another planet.
Right.
It's like I'm choosing not even to talk to these people anymore because they don't have a clue and they have absolutely no common sense, and it's really scary. But I think these people, though, really need to be told, you know? I don't know if they don't have the education or what's going on, but, I mean, they're just really dumb.
Well, Peter, I think that... Yeah, and you raise a good point. I mean, ignorance is bliss, and we're having a blizzard out here, right? A lot of people just don't know what it means to be a gun owner. What, you know, and why does anyone need an AR-15? This is exactly why no one needs an AR-15. And you reap what you sow. Raise the age of handgun ownership to 21. So, you know, and on the prosecution, they said, why didn't you have a handgun? And Rittenhouse has to educate the prosecutor. I didn't think I could legally possess a handgun. And he was right. Like, you can't get a handgun till you're 21. He's about to turn 18. So, you know, his friend's keeping the AR-15, so when he turns 18, he can legally take possession of it, but it's kept locked up in another person's house and everything else. Just like my daughter's guns, who's 12, she enjoys shooting and going to competition. We lock them up and she doesn't have access to them. So the same thing happens, you know, so you're holding a gun for somebody who can't legally own it until they can. And, but I think people don't need to be told. I think they need to be shown. So putting on a good face of responsible gun ownership in your community, being an advocate and showing people and taking people to the range, taking people like, and showing them that there's nothing nefarious about owning a gun, period. It's been happening in our country for hundreds of years, and it's okay to do that. It's perfectly normal. So anyway, we'll talk more about that on the other side. And I think Jared has something really interesting to tell you all about.
Yes, thanks to Joe Biden, winter heating bills are expected to soar as much as 54% in some areas. 54%, depending on your heating source. And that may be an optimistic scenario. But Eden Pure, our friends at Eden Pure, they can help you survive Joe Biden's out-of-control inflation without going broke, which is what I'm trying to do, Toby. I brought this up earlier. I got the heat in the house. I got oil heat, just enough to keep the pipes from freezing, causing bigger problems than whatever room I'm in. Gen 40 heater, nothing else. Don't have to worry about a dining room, bedroom, kitchen. No, if I'm in there, that's where the heat needs to be. I don't need to be burning money, essentially, metaphorically, all over the house on this one.
I'm sold.
And until this Sunday, actually, this Sunday, so time is getting short here, you can save $20 on the Gen 40 heater by going to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code word Grace Heater. That's right. The Gen 40 heater is stylish and lightweight enough to move easily from room to room. You don't have to worry about heating the whole house, and with inflation rising, demand is high. So order your Gen 40 space heater today with the code word Grace Heater. And what I also like about this, Toby, is that it uses infrared and convective heating systems, so it's not blasting you in the face. It's not pointing all the heat into one part of the room. It doesn't look like a giant barbecue like some other, you know, lesser space heaters can look like. And it's a great heater. You need it to save money. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Grace Heater. When you check out, you will save $20 and you will also get free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word Grace Heater, and this deal ends Sunday, so get on it.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I've enjoyed my day here guest hosting, and I, you know, it's great to spend time with friends, and I consider the Howie Carr Show, Grace Curley Show, friends, and I love being in studio, and this is time, it is now time for the car crossover, and today's car crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. Howie, how are you doing today?
Very good, Toby. Thanks for filling in.
My pleasure. It's been exciting and quite a news day. I'm sure you're going to have a little bit to talk about today.
Oh, I think so, yes.
Not that you're ever one that's short on conversation, but what's going on and how's the weather down in Florida?
Weather's good. It's a wicked cold front is moving in. It's going to be under 60 degrees tomorrow in the morning.
Oh, man.
So it's people are buttoning up.
We feel
barbaric.
Your pain. We feel your pain.
No, it's great. The weather's great. Having a good time. Looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Excellent. Well, it's been an exciting news day, as you know, and we were talking a little bit about this guy down in out in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Darryl E. Brooks. And I don't know if you got a chance to see his rap video that he has there, but it's I'm sure going to hit the number one charts, as you know, great platinum content.
He's an aspiring rapper. I'm trying not to let it destroy my faith in the integrity of the American hip-hop movement.
Yeah. And, you know, he hit some bumps along the way. I mean, he was going to be charged with some level twos, you know, sex offender stuff, but, you know, I'm sure that wouldn't have...
They were running cover for him earlier today. Oh, he was fleeing from a knife fight. Oh, no, I guess that turned out to be fake news, like everything they said about, oh, I don't know, Kyle Rittenhouse, Russian collusion hoax, the bounties on American troops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of those things, though, as soon as you heard it, you know, they're winging it on this. They're making it up again. And sure enough, it got blown out of the water, not a day later, but hours later.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I was talking to a friend over the weekend about that. Like, what happened to people's just grace and dignity? Why can't he just take the W and go away, you know, go back to his life? But on the other hand, they just keep doing it. Like, they just want to destroy people's lives in the process. And, you know, the usual suspects, the CNN, the MSNBCs, they all do it. And it's like...
There's no consequences for getting it wrong. I mean, how can all these people that claim they're so concerned about Black Lives Matter, they didn't even know that Jacob Blake wasn't dead? They didn't know that he was armed? I mean, they knew nothing about the case,
right.
And yet they're out there, you know, and they know nothing about Kyle Rittenhouse. They didn't follow the case right up to including the president of the United States. I haven't followed this case, but I'm very angry about it. Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
You know what else is surprising? Whenever you see these tweets and these, you know, these posts on social media, guess what doesn't come up by the fact checkers? When they say, like, the three Black people that Kyle Rittenhouse killed, that there's no, like, fact checker box that says, this tweet is mostly false. Like, how come that doesn't happen?
Right. But yet they were out for the entire time that this case was pending and the trial was going on. They were deleting, canceling all pro Kyle Rittenhouse posts across all these social media.
Right.
But they're letting all these people go out there and just say this nonsense. Mm. And I put out a tweet saying, well, you know, the Independents in Britain, that's a, you know, a left-wing rag, says that all the three people are Black that he shot. And that's not true. Wait a second. I got the screenshot right there. You know, I mean, you're saying, what do you, I'm supposed to believe you because, you know, you're some nut,
right?
You know, who has a trust fund and has never had a job. And, you know, I don't, and you know, you're just telling me that the evidence I've presented, which is evidence, is not true. I mean, this is what it's like, you know, these people are insane.
Yeah, it's really sad. And that, you know, but that's the narrative that they're trying to shape. And unfortunately, and I remember reading a tweet like couple weeks ago when the trial started, this girl said, how am I just finding out that the three people that he shot weren't Black? Like, after a year.
Some people were just finding it out on Friday.
It's amazing. Like, you know, the narrative was the white supremacist out there to kill people with his, you know, AR-15 and exploding bullets.
No, his AK-47.
Oh, yeah, that's
Remember
right.
That? His AK.
Nobody needs an AR-14. Well, thanks for letting me fill in, Howie, and take it from here, Captain.
Thank you, Toby.